the jungle whispered that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. The Artifactors, finding the past, securing the future. Treasure hunters, tomb robbers, adventurers, scavengers, and rogues. An artifactor cuts a glamorous but undoubtedly nefarious figure. Often dashing, brave to the point of recklessness, and willing to risk their life for personal gain. They can be found wandering the wilds for valuable artifacts from a bygone age, from which they hope to become fabulously rich. However, there is more to these ambiguous figures than the mercenary opportunist image they project. Underneath the gloss of avarice and roguish indifference lies a secret. Few know the truth, but there are rumors that the artifactors hold to a higher purpose. There are even whispers that they are agents of the New Enlightenment. The term artifactor conjures up a very particular mental image for most Yulians, and not always a favorable one. What is to one person a daring adventurer is to another little more than a tomb-raiding thief. The word itself is generally used to refer to a particular kind of individual, undertaking a particular kind of activity. But there is a little more to it than most people realize. Everyone knows the word artifactor, but few understand that there is a solemn order of artifactors with a strict code of behavior, apprenticeship, and a training system. Many who are called artifactors by those that meet them are not members of the Order, and thus cannot truly call themselves artifactors. This distinction is very important to members of the Order. For them, the many unlicensed and unsanctioned treasure hunters are a nuisance who malign their reputation and turn the local population against them. It is no small matter to become an artifactor. An applicant must have a sponsor from within the Order and have undertaken a full 2-year apprenticeship, usually in the field. After this period of training, there is an exam and a trial of initiation. The latter is exactly as daunting as it sounds. The applicant must venture out into a wild place of the instructor's choosing, and not return until they have found an artifact of true scientific or historical value. This last part is critical to who the artifactors truly are. The ability to survive in the wilds, to scavenge, or to bring back useful or valuable artifacts is all just a means to an end. Their true purpose is a great secret. They are sworn to seek out and preserve objects which will aid in the progress of scholarship and science, and to put them in the hands of scholars and scientists who will unlock their secrets for the common benefit of all. This noble calling is not entirely altruistic. Even artifactors need to eat. Proper compensation is set at fair market value, but the guidelines as to what this is are intentionally vague. Many artifactors resent selling their treasures to science, where the fair market value never comes close to the huge sums gangsters, warlords, and other nefarious characters are willing to pay. This leaves a moral quandary which has plagued artifactors since their inception. Stay loyal to their principles, at financial cost to themselves, or sell out. This reality contributes as much towards their dubious reputation as the unsanctioned treasure seekers. Nonetheless, most artifactors believe strongly that the technology of the past belongs in the hands of progress, and away from those who would use it to control and dominate others. Temptation to betray this noble goal is ever present. but resisting it is the artifactor's highest calling. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the drowned earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.